Yo,
my name is James, and I fell in love with the girl named Maddie. We spoke for a week, then she wouldn't get at me. But I had to try and find out why. I had to try and find out why she couldn't look me in the eyes. And was I surprised once I realized she wanted to teach me the ways of being better. Being more than just a bedwetter, like Ed Vedder, trying to jam my pearls into her face, like look at how much I'm worth, look at the dirt on the earth, isn't that beautiful too? Some would call it mud, others would call it something that I holster in my gun, but I ain't talking about bullets or mullets, pull it if you dare, cause it's a Tennessee top hat that I don't wear. Now don't say that I don't care, I care more than she can believe. That's why I sit here and grieve. It's not like I left, it's more like I was pushed away. But then once I left, she ran away. So I had to say, hey, where the hell did you go? She said I went to Cali, so you could find me in the Valley of the Rose, in the desert. And I'm like, yo, I didn't mean to call you a heifer. I just wanted to get to know you and hold you and try and become a unit. But you always had a better plan. I think you knew we couldn't traverse the land unless you were 21. If I get chosen bars, it means you couldn't come. So you were dumb, or I was brilliant, or I was brilliant. And you were dumb. No, wait, you were brilliant. I was dumb. Now I'm numb and I'm trying to recover from the fact that I can't hover. I used to hit up Donald Glover and tell him all my jokes. Hit him up on the number he left in episode 7 of Atlanta for the folks who's not paying attention or getting left behind. I thought there was a track of mine. Oh yeah, I left raps behind. Cause after Madison got in my head and I got a couple weeks of therapy, I thought I was better off dead. I went through the hardest winter I ever did. I was left as an effigy, freezing on New Year's Eve, all alone like a kid without his parents. This show was glaring. As I light up a cigarette, think of the joys in Nicorette. I haven't told her where to stick it yet, cause I believe she loves me. I know this girl loves me like I'm the one and only, cause she's never had a chance to hold me. I think I would have blew it if I formally knew it, but I never knew it. She knew best, so she took away the chest. She said I had potential with the capital P, but she ran away until the day I stopped to flee. Notice my life went to shit after her 21st birthday. Notice she went to California on her own once I left her in the worst way. Cause she loved my attention. She loved to say I was stalking. Cause she knew I was always walking around her hopes, her dreams, her fireworks in the distance. Meanwhile, I'm just a car with some jumping pistons. I'm about 3.5 minutes in. I could probably go for a half hour, but I need a bath or a shower and a power hour and a shave and probably a wink or two. Cause this girl's about as good as getting a sixer of brew or about 3 bags of dope. Cause her name is Maddie and she's the great Chicago hope. But why does she want to run away from Chicago? Why does she want to run away from the pain? Is it because she's afraid she'll have to always remember me as long as she's here and know that I'm that close, so she wants to get so far? Please, Maddie, don't go. Don't go back. I need you. Don't go back without me.